Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
The 41st annual Bratfest is happening over Memorial Day weekend here in Madison. What you may not know is that Bratfest started as a customer appreciation grill out outside of the Metcalf's Market at Hilldale. But this weekend, organizers will welcome roughly 125,000 people to the grounds outside of the Alliant Energy Center. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. With that many hungry mouths to feed, Bratfest President Tim Metcalf says it takes a lot of sausages and a diversified menu. But he reminds me that there's more to do than eat.
There's a lot of things to do at Bratfest now. So we have a kid zone, we have a sports zone, we have a farm zone. So you can come and pet animals. We'll have a zebra here this year. There's bounce houses, and there's an art zone where you can go in and draw. And then we've got stages. So we've got three main stages throughout the venue. We've got a sports zone, but then we also sell brats. So we'll probably sell about 100,000 brats, maybe a little bit more. This year we'll probably sell 30,000 ears of corn, and then we also sell hot dogs and chicken brats. So a lot of things to do, and it's not all just eating brats, even though our name is the world's largest Bratfest. There's a lot of fun family things to do at Bratfest.
And Tim, anytime we can celebrate sausages, we can also celebrate our meat processors. How many meat processors does it take to feed that many people over the holiday weekend and offer that menu variety?
Well, we have Boar's Head all beef hot dogs, and we're going to sell probably about 15,000 of those, and they're quarter pound hot dogs, so big hot dogs. And then Johnsonville, which is a Wisconsin company, they provide a portion of our brats, about half of them, about 100,000 of them is what we'll end up going through. And depending on the year, you know, this year it could be a little bit more. There was a time, and this is back when, before we had corn and all the other different things at Bratfest, there was a time when we sold over 200,000 brats at a venue, but that has slowly kind of come back down because we have other options now, like corn and all the other fun things for family things to do. And then Johnsonville also provides us with a chicken brat, and we'll probably sell about 30,000 of those.
I liked how you gave me a little bit of the history of the festival. I didn't know it was happening for 40 years and that it started outside of the family business. How have things changed in that time? You mentioned it, you know, it used to be just brats, but now this has really grown into all the different events that families can enjoy.
Kind of an amazing historical journey that we've been on. It started off as just a customer appreciation event in front of my dad's grocery store. And so he just, as the owner, got out there and was grilling brats for his customers at like 50 cents a brat. And I think Pepsi's were like 10 cents. And he did it every Memorial Day, July 4th, and Labor Day. He would always go out in front of his grocery store. And because they were really good and inexpensive, more and more people would come. And so you get tables and chairs, and then you'd have to get more volunteers. And you fast forward, you know, 41 years later, and that little idea that he had is now 125,000 people are going to come out here this weekend with their families and with all these different fun things to do. Matter of fact, Bratfest was listed in the Food Network magazine as an event to go to for May. So it's almost become a national draw right here in Madison, Wisconsin.
Over the years, you've continued to add new things to this festival. Anything new this year for folks to look forward to?
This isn't new this year, but we've got the Clydesdales coming this year. They're not here every year, but they'll be here this year. And we have fireworks on Sunday. And this is really kind of a fun new thing that we're doing this year. So, you know, just to remind everybody, this is Memorial Day weekend. And what is Memorial Day weekend about? It's about remembering the fallen. So one of the things that we do at Bratfest is we sing the national anthem. And we're going to do that on Sunday because we won't be here on Monday. But we're going to sing the national anthem. We're going to present the colors. And then we're going to have four Black Hawk helicopters buzz the event. So it'll be about 1,000 feet above us and four right at noon on Sunday. And that's going to be our way of really remembering and thanking the fallen and remembering just what Memorial Day is really all about.
Yeah, honoring the vets, and then also knowing, too, that your dollars are going to go to a good cause. Can you tell me where the proceeds go?
Yeah, so we've got about 100 different 501c3 charities that work the event. It's about 3,000 people that give up their Memorial Day weekend. They come down here and they cook brats, they wrap brats, they clean tables, they're cashiers, just a whole bunch of different duties. They get paid $8 or $10 an hour to work, but that money doesn't go to them. It goes to the charity that they designate. So there's Special Olympics, Boys and Girls Club, and you know, we've got 100 different charities. Good example of that is Special Olympics has been like one of our largest volunteer organizations that come to Bratfest, and to date they've raised over $100,000 just for their local 501c3 here in Madison to, you know, buy the kids uniforms, you know, to take them on different trips. And again, we've got 100 different ones that are here raising money every year.
Can you give us a sense of the end total? Just how much money does Bratfest bring in?
To date, since we started, it's about $2.4 million is what we've raised since we started 41 years ago. So this year, it kind of depends, on traffic and all that stuff, but it should be about $100,000 that between all the different charities that are there. Some get a small amount because they only have one or two people working for that charity, and some have 30 or 40 or 50 people working for their charity, and they obviously, it's done by the hour. So it'll be about $100,000 for this event, somewhere in that area.
Tim Metcalf, along with us of Metcalf's Market and president of the Bratfest Board, giving us a preview of the festival happening this weekend outside of the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. Parking and admission are free. You can get all the details at bratfest.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.